Welcome to Season 2 of the NEEK podcast, the intermediate level series that brings English into social discussions. Improve your everyday conversations with NEEK podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
Iranian people deserve whatever happens to us. Now that I have your attention, hi, my name is Aydin, and this is NEEK Podcast. I am going to start this episode with a question. Some people believe that the way we think about the world around us can affect the world, and our thoughts and comments about the world and people can really turn them into what we thought or said they are. Do you think it's true? Or just a superstition? Let's find out. If you live in Iran, you have probably heard this phrase, "We deserve whatever happens to us." Let's say you are a supporter of this statement. In the morning, you wake up and you want to have a good breakfast to start your day. So you go to the bakery to get some fresh bread. When it's finally your turn and you get your bread, you see it's smaller than usual. At first, you get angry and you want to say something, but then you say to yourself, it's not that important. And after all, we deserve whatever happens to us. So you say nothing and go home. After breakfast, on the way to your office, the taxi driver overcharges you. Not too much, just a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. And as you know, we deserve whatever happens to us. So you stay quiet. Finally, you get to work. You are now ready to start a good day at work.
Can I have your attention, please?
It's your boss.
Can I have your attention? Payments will be delayed this month. Thank you for your patience.
Oh God, this is not good. You will not accept this. You are waiting for someone to say something and then you will join them in the protest. We need our money and we need it on time. We have worked hard for it. This is not acceptable. But no one says anything, because they also believe we deserve whatever happens to us. After dinner, you are lying in your bed and thinking about everything that happened to you. You are wondering, why didn't I say anything? Why did I stay quiet? I don't deserve this. Only you do. You didn't say anything because you believed that you deserve whatever happens to you. You deserve whatever happens to you because you believe that you deserve whatever happens to you. This imaginary story was an example of how our ideas can change the world around us. You might ask, but how? So you're saying I can change the world just by changing my opinions about it? It's stupid. No, I am saying that you can change yourself by changing your mind. And if you change yourself, the world will also change, because the world is made of us, you and me. As the Persian poet Rumi says, you shall light your own candle, because you are not one, you're thousands. During the World War II, a reporter was interviewing Dr. Carl Gustav Jung, the renowned Swiss psychiatrist. The reporter asked him, how can you be so calm and talk about problems of persons while the world is on fire? He answered wisely, because the problems of the world begins with persons. Now let's get a little bit more into details and see how does changing our minds change the world. So, as you know, as human beings, we all have our own system of beliefs, and believing in something, anything, comes with responsibilities.
And that is why most people run away from thinking.
Because if they think, they will develop a belief system. And if they develop a belief system, they must behave based on that. So every behavior that we show is a result of our beliefs. And as I said, the society consists of yous and me's. And the system, as we call it, is made of our beliefs. So, in addition, if you change your mind about the way things should be, even just a little bit, the society will also change a little bit. And little by little, we will have a utopia. Okay, now, here comes the interesting part. A change in someone's beliefs results a 10 times bigger change in the system. How is that? Because changing your beliefs can highly affect people around you and their opinions. To prove my point, I am going to tell you guys a story. Aziz Nasin is a great Turkish author who has a story about how we can affect the mind of those around us. Let's hear the summary of the story.
We will never change. I have heard this phrase many times in my life, at school, on the subway, on the bus, and many other places. And it was always a question to me, why? Why won't we learn our lessons? I always disagreed. Later in life, I was forced to spend a few years in prison, and it was a big opportunity for me because it revealed a secret to me that why we will never learn our lessons. We were placed in a big ward with 50 other political prisoners, all well-educated and well-cultured individuals. Some of them were former governors, some doctors, some engineers, and all of them spoke several languages and had visited many countries during their lives. One day I received a letter from my family saying that things were hard and they needed money. So I decided to write a short story and try to sell it to a newspaper or a magazine. That way I could earn some money and help my family from inside the prison. I picked up a pen and a paper and sat on my bed. I had just written a few lines when one of my cellmates came and sat at the end of my bed. The first thing he said was, "We will never change. We will never change." I didn't ask why because I had works to do. But he continued, "I went to college in Switzerland and I have also worked in Belgium for 6 years. And he told me stories about the times he was in Switzerland and Belgium. And no matter how hard I tried to show him, I am busy and I'm working, he wouldn't stop. In Switzerland, everyone has a book in their hands. On the bus, on the train, everywhere. Now imagine what they do at home. Reading, learning, studying. Now look at us. We are always just blabbering and saying nonsense. You can't see a single person holding a book. Everyone is wasting time. No one does something useful." He went on and on about the people of Switzerland and Belgium till it was lunchtime. Then, while we were going to eat, he asked me, "Now, did you realize why we will never change?" I said, "Of course I did." And just like that, he wasted half of my day. I ate lunch as fast as I could, and I immediately went back to write my story. The minute I put my pen on the paper, another fellow cellmate came in and sat on my bed and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to write a story." He replied, "Let me tell you something. You cannot write anything in here with all the noise. Have you ever been to Europe?" I said, "No, I have never left Turkey." He continued, Oh, you should go there. Those people have morality, real morality. I have traveled all over Europe. People respect each other. Now take a look at us. We are always annoying each other. Just listen to all this noise. With all this noise, no one can read anything or write anything." I said, "I am okay with the noise, but when someone talks to me, that's when I get distracted and can't work." He answered, No. No one can do anything with all the noise. Why are they making so much noise? Just lower your voice. In Europe, no one talks loudly. It's considered rude." So he kept talking to me about the manners of Europeans for some time. Suddenly someone called his name and he left me alone. Thank God, now I can finally write. Okay, here we go. "What's up?" It was another friend. "Not much, I am working." He sat down. "Have you ever been to US?" he said. I understood that I cannot write anything during the day, so I put aside my pen and started talking to him about how Americans never waste time, and they say that time is money and that is why they have progressed this much. Then we went for dinner and then everyone went to bed. I waited until midnight. Once again, I took my pen and paper to start. You are wasting your time. I looked up. One of the prisoners that couldn't sleep was sitting at the end of my bed. So, what are you doing? I said, nothing. But apparently, the answer to what I said was, I have lived in Germany for a long time. I was so devastated, I just wanted to cry. My brother, if you are looking for humanity, go to Germany. If you are looking for honesty, go to Germany. They are real people, not like us. No, no, we will never change. When he left, I realized it will be morning soon, and it's my last chance to write. I started. Have you ever been to Paris? I took a long look at the prisoner that said this. I said, wait a minute, and then wrote on my paper, we will never change. And then I put my pen and paper under my pillow and started talking with the gentleman about politeness of French people.
I really love this short story because it shows us something really deep in a funny way. And that thing is how our words can affect those around us and change them, as I said before. Hope you enjoyed.